Good morning. I'm going to interject a little moderator comment here. If you would kindly turn any of your electronic devices to vibrate, that would be helpful. And then for our future speakers, as the questions come in, if you can repeat them into the microphone. We're capturing a lot of this on recording, but also it helps those in the back to hear. All right. So I am up next on the program. I'm Sherry Dorn from the University of Georgia, and I am sharing with you part of a survey, a national survey, Extension Master Gardener Motivations, and this piece is the assessment of Extension Master Gardener Program Priorities. I want to give a shout-out to some collaborators on this project, including Denny Schrock and Cynthia Haynes here with us from Iowa State. Just as a disclaimer, this is part of a doctoral research program, but I do want to say thank you to all of you in the room that have participated and contributed to this study. As I said, this was a national study that was sent out last year. This priorities piece is very timely following Pam's discussion of our national efforts. In 1994, there was a Virginia study of Extension Master Gardeners in which Master Gardeners were asked to prioritize different efforts for their volunteer role. So these are actually Master Gardener responses, and of course there were a couple of hundred responses that were published in this study. The top priority being providing that horticultural information to others through responding to individual inquiry. So as I approach this national study of motivation and retention of Extension Master Gardener volunteers conducted in the fall of 2016, the question was, what are our priorities now? And we incorporated those questions right into this national study that has a number of elements. And as I said, today I'm focusing simply on the priorities piece. So this study was a non-random study. It was basically who of the master gardeners and the state and local coordinators in the United States would respond to this survey. It was a lengthy survey. It took at least an average of 45 minutes to complete. So it was open for a period of several months, and we sent out reminders using, again, our networks, our listservs, our structure of state and local coordinators, and sending that on out to the master gardeners. As you saw, that number exceeding 80,000 master gardeners in the United States. From this study, just very quickly, the demographics have been summarized and presented in other arenas, but just to give you an idea for the Master Gardeners Act, this is reflective of 2015, again, data collected in 2016, average age of Master Gardeners being 63.8 years. Our range was 15 to 95. We are mostly female, our volunteer base mostly female at 82%, primarily Caucasian, well-educated, usually retired, and of economic means. This survey also gave us a chance to capture a snapshot of our administration, our state and local Master Gardener coordinators. Our state coordinators averaged 51.2 years and ranged from 30 to 63. Local coordinators, 51.89 years of age, again ranging 22 to 81. Our state and local coordinators, too, are primarily female. Our state coordinators are by a majority white, and our local coordinators actually exhibit the most diversity in terms of race and ethnicity. We are well educated as well, 94% of state coordinators having a graduate degree and slightly more than 50% of our local coordinators having a graduate degree. Found it very interesting, the average service in the position is 7.23 years for state coordinators and 7.52 years for local coordinators. And that's about in line with the average service length for Master Gardeners. That was about 7.65 years for Master Gardeners. And I put up here the generational distribution, and we'll talk to you about that briefly this morning. But if you'll see the generations, we have zero traditionalists. These are our folks that are born the World War II time frame. But we've got 41.8% baby boomers, 50% Gen X, and 8.8% Gen Y in our state coordinator group. And when you swing over to the local coordinators, we see a little bit of traditionalists there at 3%, but mostly baby boomers, 46.5%. But check out the Gen Y, 17.8%. So we've got a larger group of Gen Y in our local coordinators. For brevity, we had six priority questions. The abbreviations throughout the data charts that I'm going to show you, the first one is responding to individual inquiry for horticultural information. The second priority inquired about is behavioral change, so programming to change the behavior of individuals with the emphasis on environmentally sound horticultural practices. The third priority inquired about revolves around a focus on youth, this idea of protecting the future by teaching youth to respect nature and the environment. Number four revolved around demonstration gardens, so establishing and maintaining these gardens or sites to show people how to garden successfully. Number five involves hands-on historic gardens. This is protecting heritage through hands-on work and maintenance of historic and public gardens. And number six addresses quality of life. So this is enhancing quality of life for special populations through hort therapy programs. So when we take a look at the means of these priorities right across the board for all of the respondents. Now, all of our categories answer this question. So all Extension Master Gardeners, state coordinators, and local coordinators were asked these same questions. So when we dump all of those responses together, we can see that the means are they were on a 5-point scale. So one is most important, five is least important. So again, right there up at the top remains that first priority of responding to individual inquiry. So when I order those means, so I place them in numerical order, again, from least mean, the lowest mean, to the highest mean, reflecting the most importance to the least important, that priority of providing horticultural information, that response to individual inquiry tops the list. Number two, the second order would be youth. And the third priority, behavioral change. Four, five, and six, our demonstration gardens, hands-on historic, and quality of life. Okay, so one of the questions I had is, are we on the same page? So let's look at our responders and see if we are on the same page. And all of this is based on analysis of means, but for the sake of brevity for our presentation today, we're just looking at the ordering of our priorities according to means. And again, when we take a look at this, right across the top, all of us, all three classes of responders, all three types of responders, rank that response to individual inquiry as the top priority. As you go down, you'll note that state and local coordinators have a similar ordering of priorities, so we are on the same page in that regard. If you look at the Master Gardener responses, there are two differences here. These are not statistically different. They are simply numerically different. They order differently. So again, when you take a look at the means and the deviations and so forth, and compare those means, there is no statistical difference. Just to visually put this up here, I wanted to show you the means according to responder type, and you can see that the difference is the state coordinator means we range from 1 point. To something to a slightly more than three. This shows that none of the priorities were tossed out. In other words, none of them got a five score. We weren't approaching five. So suggests that we are relevant, that these are still pertinent priorities. But when we get to the Extension Master Gardener means, they tend to cluster more tightly. And I think this is a reflection more of the perspective that we have on our programs. Okay, so I wanted to ask whether we were on the same page regionally. As Pam suggested, we have this regional structure, Extension Master Gardener programming regions, Northeast, North Central, Northwest, etc. Are we on the same page? You know, if we're working together, we're tasked with working together. If you look at the Extension Master Gardener National Committee designations for our regions, you can see the states involved. You can see we had participation from all of those regions in this study. And when we break out the responses by region, again, these are all response types. So this is Master Gardeners as well as coordinators. We break it out by priority. You can see some similarity there. Again, we're looking at that in response to individual inquiry as being our top priority in nearly all of those districts. So when we break it out and look at state coordinator responses by district or by region, again, we see some differences here. We can look at local coordinators. Incidentally, the local coordinators by region had the most similarity in their ordering. And, of course, the master gardeners, the ordering was all over the place there. But statistically, those numbers were not different, except for when we get down to the area of demonstration gardens. That seems to be an issue of discussion, a variance among states. I looked at this also by generation, as I mentioned that earlier. Do we, you know, does our generational perspective influence our priorities on programming? Again, when we look across the board for all of the all of the responses, we don't see a significant difference. We don't see much of a change of ordering. There's no significance, again, except for coming back to that demonstration garden. I wanted to look at our priorities by generation among coordinators. So those were our master gardener responses. So again, with the coordinators, some of the responses, the baby boomers and the Gen X tended to have similarities in their ordering of priorities, just patterns that we saw. Again, the statistical significance not there. Okay, so looking at our priorities by program experience, do our master gardeners who have been with the program for a much longer period of time have different priorities than our newer master gardeners? So I divided the data by the median age, which was 6 years, and I grouped these 0 to 5 years as a master gardener as our inexperienced master gardeners and master gardeners with 6 years of experience or more as our experienced. And you can see the ordering is not different. There was no difference in those two groups. So our priorities are the same whether we are a new master gardener or a veteran master gardener. Okay, so again, no significant difference there and no practical difference either. All right, and another way we looked at this was by our host county population, whether our programs were urban, suburban, or rural. To take a look at this angle on our priorities, we use the rural-urban continuum codes offered by USDA ERS. So we were able to look at our master gardener responses by the host program, so where they volunteered. We see once again that our largest response came from master gardeners connected to urban master gardener programs, and that individual inquiry response, again, as a top priority. Found it very interesting that our suburban and rural programs were more closely aligned in terms of their ordering, and that those suburban and rural programs identified youth as the first priority. A lot here. So just wanted to summarize here. It's very clear that our responders in this study prioritize that response to individual inquiry. It consistently has that low mean and the most identified as the most important priority, whether it's across the master gardeners, the state coordinators, the local coordinators. This is consistent with the original purpose of the Extension Master Gardener Program and also with McAleer's report that was published in 2002. So again, as I mentioned earlier, some of the variability, some of the occasional significance that would pop up surrounds these demonstration gardens, hands-on historic gardens, and projects addressing quality of life. And these projects were consistently ordered as least important or fell into those latter three slots. And there's some variability among respondents, the generation's experience, and so forth. But again, those weren't considered irrelevant. They are still considered of value. Okay, so overall, master gardener coordinator, state and local order our priorities in the same way. And when looking at it from a regional perspective, there's more consistency between local coordinators than state coordinators. All right, and master gardener extension priorities, slightly different order, rating youth higher than behavior change, placing a slightly higher priority on hands-on historic type gardens rather than quality of life programming. There's not enough information here to determine why, but just to suggest that that there are some differences. And again, throughout literature, we know that master gardener programs respond to local issues and needs as well as state directives. And so, again, no information really to say why. The priorities, again, with our region, we didn't know any of this stuff prior to this study, so this gives us a place to start, a place of discussion, and again, maybe reflective more of regional extension politics. All right, so with that, I encourage us to remain impactful with our Master Gardener programs. We are there to, we are striving for environmentally sensitive management of landscape plantings and gardens and positive horticultural impacts on human health and well-being, and I quote that from our USDA NEPA partner. So, what if I have 30 seconds for a question? No question. Okay.